You're listening to Stateside on this very, very cold Tuesday. I'm Cynthia Canty. Welcome back. We turn now to the subject of Michigan's schools. Virtually everyone agrees that having good schools is crucial to Michigan becoming a prosperous, thriving state. And virtually everyone agrees much needs to be done to shore up the state of education in Michigan. On any given day in Lansing, policymakers and legislators are talking about education reform, what to do, when to do it, how to pay for it. But the nonpartisan nonprofit Center for Michigan noted that amidst all the speeches, draft legislation, and testimony in Lansing, one voice is virtually absent, that of you, the people of Michigan. So they set about a process of listening to voices all around our state. They got more than 7,500 people to take part in more than 250 statewide community conversations, plus two large online samples. And the result is a major report unveiled today. It's called The Public's Agenda for Public Education. Joining us, John Bebo, President and CEO of the Center for Michigan, and Amber Toth. She's the Outreach Director for the Center. John, I want to start with you right at the beginning. How did the people of Michigan grade our schools?
They're concerned. More than half of Michigan residents who took part in this process gave a grade of C or lower to the statewide education system. That, to us, signals that the attention to education in Lansing, the attention to it is certainly on the mark because people are concerned. And I think more important than the general grades, I think you have to look at the toughest critics of the system today.
Yes.
Who happen to be low-income and minority residents. That is something we saw consistently across our community meetings. And I think that says that those who most need that economic ladder that a great education provides are feeling least well served by today's system. So I think the sense of urgency here is pretty clear.
Before we get into what ideas the public had for fixing the schools, what were the major sources of dissatisfaction, the major concerns that the public has, if we wanted to talk about Michigan as one voice?
You know, it's all over the map. A couple of the anecdotes that stuck out to me as we went through the reams of data from this and put together the report. We had a student in a community conversation say, my government textbook says Ronald Reagan was the last president. That's one of the anecdotes that really sticks out to me. We had other people at the opposite end of the spectrum concerned about how we spend money. Whether we're spending it the right way, whether we've fully fixed pension and health care costs and efficiencies in education. There are so many concerns expressed in the report, this report is by no means a lambasting of the education business or the education service industry, but people are concerned, and people feel that in this economy, as tough as it is, and this global competitiveness that we're in, it's not your grandma and grandpa's education system anymore, and people are eager to see public attention on it.
What kinds of differences did you hear in these public conversations? And I know you also did online polling to gather data as well. I'm curious, Amber Toth, what kind of differences did you hear from the teachers, the ones who are delivering the service, versus the customers, the parents, and the students? Were they on the same page with concerns, or did you hear divergence?
There really wasn't, and I don't know whether I was surprised by that or not, but it was striking how close the customers of the education system were to those who are providing education to our students across the state. On issues of what sometimes I'm calling our teacher or educator treatment issues in this report, so things like improved teacher preparation as well as support for our educators and accountability for our educators, the customers as well as educators themselves were very close in their belief that we need to improve all of those areas. So it was encouraging to see how many Michigan residents are on the same page, regardless of what side of the kind of education debate they might be on, that those who are providing the education as well as those who are receiving it are really close together on those issues.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and we're talking today with John Bebo, who's president and CEO of the Center for Michigan, the nonpartisan nonprofit group, and Amber Toth, who is the outreach director for the Center for Michigan, about today's report being unveiled, The Public's Agenda for Public Education, How Michigan Citizens Want to Improve Student Learning, the result of over 7,500 people taking part in more than 250 stateside community conversations, plus a couple of very large sample polls, really listening to the voice of the people. So with that said, after a year's worth of listening to the people, you found a four-part agenda that the citizens, the public would lay out to improve our schools. John, what would be the four cornerstones of that?
I'm going to bury the lead just a little bit,
sure
Cynthia,
enough.
Because I wanted to address a couple things that you and Amber just talked about. I think in general there was a lot of similarity, but there were a couple of points where we did notice some difference. Educators are more protective of today's system than other people are. For example, people who identified themselves as educators thought the system provides a pretty good return on investment at much higher levels than other people did. But at the same time, we saw instances where educators were as tough on the system or tougher than other members of the public. I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
It's the issue of teacher preparation. Educators, more than just about any other demographic group, said we have to raise the bar for the profession. And I thought that was pretty striking.
Okay.
Now, to the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We did find compelling two-thirds public support for four key priorities here.
Which is important in order to build a sense of consensus and people getting behind this. So where do you begin? What was most important?
I'll begin with one that's becoming a front burner topic in Lansing, and it has to do with early childhood.
We heard it in the State of the State.
We did hear it in the State of the State. We've heard it from the Speaker of the Michigan House, and we've heard it from leaders in the Senate like Senator Roger Kahn, who chairs the Budget Committee in the Senate. There's growing momentum for this, and the public recognizes or senses a need for more attention to the idea that school doesn't begin the first day a child walks into the kindergarten classroom. It begins much earlier, and there is a thirst out there in the public for more attention to early childhood, which is becoming a front burner issue and will continue to be as the budget unveils this year. In essence, nobody is going to get voted out of office in Lansing for supporting early childhood. We see compelling two-thirds public support for that across the state.
Okay. Now, teacher prep, you said, was an important
Absolutely.
Thing.
There is another issue. And in contrast to early childhood, where we see a lot of policy development, mm-hmm. the second issue we heard about was teacher preparation, raising the bar to become a teacher in this state. We heard this across the table. As I just said, educators are some of the strongest proponents of this themselves. Now, you don't often hear about a profession where people say, you know what, it ought to be tougher to get into this profession than it is. Teachers themselves are saying that to us.
So you're talking about who gets into education programs in college, what the coursework is, and how they're trained.
What we heard from the customers of education mm-hmm. as well as the educators themselves.
The practitioners.
The practitioners is raising the bar in college. Tougher to get a teaching certificate, tougher to get certified, more mastery of content, subject material that you're going to go teach is what people want. People are beginning to become taken with some other models around the world, such as Finland, where teachers are treated by society with a considerably higher level of respect. They have higher pay, and they are expected to produce higher results. And people are beginning to catch on to some of these systems around the world and wonder why we don't do some of those things here. That's going to be a tough one to implement. It's not on anybody's front burner in Lansing. You have many different schools of education at our colleges and universities. There is no one standard for what you go through in those programs. There are recommendations. It's talked about in the Michigan Department of Education, but it's a tough one to ride herd on, and we think it's going to take a while to bring this public desire to full fruition.
Then when it comes to once they are in the schools and they are educators, there's a desire for more support for
educators. Well, that's the grand bargain here.
Yeah.
We heard people that they're tough on the system. They don't grade the statewide system very highly. They want better prepared teachers coming into the schools when they start. At the same time, there's a sense that educators have been beaten up, that there's need for more support, meaning better ongoing training. There's an idea that has been expressed by both the president of the state board and the governor, a Democrat and a Republican alike, that we develop a system of true master teachers and that we reward them for reaching that level. There are several different models of doing so. One of them is national board certification. If you look at states like North Carolina, they have thousands of these nationally board certified teachers. Michigan, we have a few hundred. It's not a huge expense to have people go through that program. But there is a sense that that's one of the ways we can be more supportive. Another way, and the fourth one we'll talk about is accountability here in a minute, but there is one idea that bridges both the idea of being more supportive and the idea of holding educators more accountable. It has to do with evaluating educators. And we think this is a crucial moment for some public input on that topic. There is a committee of experts that's been at work on the idea of how to evaluate teachers.
And then the fourth part is accountability. So it sounds like parents in particular probably are looking, and we've all been through it as parents. People know within a school who's good, who you hope your kid doesn't get because they're not so effective. And so parents want to see the poor performers removed.
They do. I wouldn't say just parents.
Yeah.
Educators also. Mm. Students also. We heard accountability is a buzzword across the state, across these demographic groups. And again, some of this was happening as some new accountability measures were taking place. So I think if you're a policymaker who passed tenure reform in Lansing, I think you've got some public support here for some of those kinds of accountability measures that have been put into place in the last couple of years.
Amber Toth, as you talked all over Michigan and held these conversations, you came away with some interesting insights with respect to comparing what Lansing thinks is important in terms of school reform versus what the public thinks of ideas. So what did you find that citizens felt were lower priorities but seemed to be on kind of more the front burner in Lansing?
Sure. So we asked Michigan residents in these conversations about eight different topics, specific topics that either were research-driven, you know, research said these things might help students become more successful, or things that had been policy priorities here in the state of Michigan. And two of those eight, increasing school choice and expanding online learning, well, they had some support from many in our conversations. They just weren't the highest priority for our participants in these conversations. There was some skepticism around whether specifically online learning, if it were to be completely online learning, there was some skepticism that that's a good approach. The idea of totally getting rid of brick and mortar schools was something that Michigan residents had some skepticism about. Increasing school choice for some seemed to be very important. For others, they just said, this isn't my highest priority. There wasn't a huge sense that either of these were the worst idea in the world. They just weren't as high of a priority as some of the other items that we've talked about that really got a lot of support from residents.
And John Bebo, correct me if I'm wrong, but that whole idea of expanding school choice has a lot of traction right now in Lansing.
It definitely does. It's a front burner issue, both expanding charters as well as expanding beyond whether you go to your neighborhood school or a school down the street.
And what about the idea of class size and the school year?
Yeah.
That's another. It's kind of sexy to say, hey, we need to have them going all year round. What a difference that'll make.
Again, much like choice, it's just not an issue that rose to the very top consistently in all the ways that we measure public opinion. The issue of school class sizes is probably the toughest issue of all that we've dealt with in this report.
How so?
We heard a lot of anecdotal concern about this. The problem with the class size debate is the solution is extremely expensive. Of everything in this report, if you wanted to lower the class size by several students, you're talking major, major financial commitment. And the research data on whether class size matters or not is also pretty mixed.
It seems to matter.
It seems to matter at the early grades the most. But once you get past grade school, there isn't a lot of difference in student achievement based on high class size or low class size.
Now, this as you're unveiling this report, the public's agenda for public education put together by the Center for Michigan, and you even have on your logo, engage, inform, and achieve. So the question now is, what will you do with this information? How will you bring this voice of the people into the conversations under that big white dome in Lansing?
Absolutely. So we, on January 29th, a week from today, we will be hosting an event at the Lansing Center. It's completely sold out, and we essentially are going to talk about what we found in this report and how citizens can become involved in the kind of policy agenda and perspectives that were laid out in the report. We have a very robust lineup of speakers for that event, and we're extremely excited to have We're expecting about 400 people at that event to talk about the findings of this report and what it means for the future of education in Michigan.
So you're starting with that.
We're actually launching today on our website citizen task forces that you can sign up to work more in depth on some of the issues the report raises. We want to be able to bring citizens before their legislators and interact with their policymakers and also interact at their local school district level if they want to do that. So our desire is to continue to give people ways to engage on these topics.
John Bebo and Amber Toth of the Center for Michigan. Again, their site is thecenterformichigan.net. We've put a link up on our website at michiganradio.org, and we've been talking about their new major report just revealed today, The Public's Agenda for Public Education. John and Amber, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
And here at Stateside, we always love to continue the conversation with you. What do you think about the state of education in Michigan? What's working and what isn't? Let us know. You can find us online at michiganradio.org. Just go there and click on the Stateside link. And we're on Facebook. Search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. And we're on Twitter at Stateside Radio. Wanted to let you know Michigan Radio's Jen White will be hosting our next Issues in Ale event. It's in Lansing, and we'll discuss the value of early childhood education in Michigan. You are invited to join the conversation. It's a week from this Thursday, January 31st, at Connections Comedy Club in Lansing. Admission is free. You can find out more information online at michiganradio.org.